It's Curve Writers, and I am Paiying Vang.
My name is Bridget Barrett. Growing up, I went to St. Croix Catholic, so like I had nuns as teachers, so like I was just picturing full habit, kind of like a younger person, even though I knew she'd be older, but that's what I had in my head.
Research done by the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate in 2014 estimates that by 2043, there will be as few as 1,000 religious sisters in the United States. Over the years, there has been a 72% drop in the number of Catholic sisters in the U.S. The highest number of women religious in the States was recorded in 1965, with 181,421 sisters. According to a 2011 Catholic World Report article, the 10 largest women religious groups in the world are the Salesian Sisters, United States, 14,665 members. The Order of Discalced Carmelites, Italy, 9,857 members. The Claritin Missionary Sisters, United States, 7,468 members. The Franciscan Missionaries of Mary, India, 7,050 members. The Franciscan Claris Congregation, India, 6,984 members. The Congregation of the Mother of Carmel, India, 6,428 members. The Missionaries of Charity, India, 5,046 members. The Sisters of Charity of Saints Bartolomeo Capitanio and Vincenza Gerosa, Italy, 4,967 members. The Benedictine Nuns, Italy, 4,613 members. And lastly, the Sisters of the Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, India, 4,583 members. Of these communities, many have seen a decline in the number of professed women religious. As a result of this decline, many communities in the United States have decided to merge with surrounding communities. Of all the religious communities in the United States, the Sisters of Mercy of the Americas is the largest, with roughly 3,400 professed women religious. The Sisters of Mercy of the Americas was reorganized when 9 provinces and 16 congregations came together in 1991. As the CRAR report states, other larger institutes have reorganized internally or are in the process of reorganizing by reshaping their province jurisdictions. In some cases, this entails returning to an organizational model once employed in their earlier history. Such religious institutes deal with decline in members internally rather than through merger with another religious institute. In the past, a rapidly growing institute would have responded to increased numbers by creating new provinces in order to better administer their religious community. Today, faced with the corresponding rapid decline, such an institute might consolidate provinces to form fewer, larger provinces and do away with replicated administrative offices across the country. By responding in this internal manner, a religious institute might avoid the challenges of merging with another institute that may not share its charism and traditions. It is not that communities have vanished, but simply that they are to be found under new designations. For more information on the communities listed in this episode, please refer to the information section. Links to the reports used in this episode can be found in the information section as well. A special thank you to Rocky Pearson and Garrett Tiedemann for your support and hard work in the production of this episode.
Get involved, celebrate, and be inspired by Catholic Sisters by hosting your own event for National Catholic Sisters Week 2017. Go to nationalcatholicsistersweek.org to apply for a grant through the National Catholic Sisters Week 2017 mini-grant program. You can receive up to $1,000 to help in facilitating your event. All types of events are welcome, including ones that are digital and internet-based. So be creative and submit your application by November 14th.